我哋今日早上嘅经文系嚟自路加福音24章13到35节。我哋会用启应嘅方式，先用广东话嚟读，然后用英文嚟读。
This morning our scripture reading is from Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. We will read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
路加福音二十四章十三节。正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，这村子叫以马五色，离耶路撒冷约有25里。正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。耶稣对他们说：你们走路彼此谈论的是什么呢？什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。耶稣说：什么事呢？他们说：就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事。他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都大有能。祭司长和我们的官府竟把他解去，定了死罪，钉在十字架上。再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，她们清早到了坟墓那里。又有我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的正如妇女所说的，只是没有看见他。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的么？将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行。到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，擘开递给他们。他们彼此说：在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的么？说主果然复活，已经显现给西门看了。
Luke chapter 24, verse 13. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem.
And they were talking with each other about all this thing that had happened.
While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
Their eyes were kept from recognizing him.
And he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad.
Then one of them, named Cyphas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in this day?"
And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people."
"And how our chief priests and the rulers delivered him up to the condemned to death and crucified him."
"But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened."
"Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb nearly in the morning.
And when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive.
Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see."
And he said to them, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
What is not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?"
And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going further.
But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went in to stay with them.
When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them.
And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight.
They said to each other, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scripture?"
And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together,
saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon."
Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread.
愿神祝福读佢同埋听佢话语嘅人。
May the Lord bless the readers and hearers of his word.
今日我哋有郑振元弟兄嚟带俾我信息系复与复活的主同行。
Today, Brother Jin Chung's message is titled "Walking with the Risen Lord."
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
I'd like to welcome all of you who are joining in person or online.
我哋歡迎每一位，無論你喺呢一度或者係網上地，同我哋一齊崇拜嘅。
Today's Emmaus story is a famous one.
今日嘅以馬五斯嘅故事係一個受歡迎嘅故事。
And some theologians call today's Emmaus story one of the best resurrection narratives.
咁有神學家形容今日我所講嘅以馬五斯嘅故事咧，係一個關於復活嘅最好嘅一個表述。
It's perhaps because this particular story situates in between the disciples' disbelief or unbelief about the resurrection of Christ and the clarity of prophecies about Jesus' resurrection.
因為這個故事就單單是在於是信徒關於耶穌基督的復活的不信和耶穌基督的那個預言的清晰性。
So there's this discrepancy between disciples' perception of the reality and the clarity and fulfillment of the prophecies.
就是说那个信徒对于他们所看到的事情所说的不信和耶稣基督的复活的预言之间那个不一致。
So first, the woman disciples, who firstly witnessed the empty tomb seem to have the proper response, proper insight from the reality.
首先去到坟墓那班的妇女的门徒可能他们对于这件事情更加有一个正确的看法。
And the subsequent, Peter's trip to the tomb was actually met by disbelief of other disciples.
然后彼得再去看这个坟墓的时候呢其他的信徒都是觉得难以置信。
So the central theme of today's passage is disciples' perception and disbelief and their responses to this reality.
所以今天的主题就是讲到信徒他们所看到的所认受到的和他们的不信。
So in that moment, in that confusion orconflict in their mind, that's when the incognito risen Jesus intervenes to the scene.
咁就係当喺呢啲信徒佢哋之间嘅一个难以置信嘅一个感受嘅时候，耶稣基督佢虽然啲人唔能够认出佢系边一个，但耶稣基督喺嗰度去参与当中。
And remember, this was on the day of Jesus' resurrection.
头先所睇嘅就系讲到耶稣基督复活嗰一日。
And we see Jesus in his incognito mode doing almost a counseling session with these two confused disciples.
我们看到耶稣基督他是在一个不被人认到的一个状态之中是跟这两个人好像做着一个辅导一样。
And we saw that they were looking sad in verse 17. Jesus says to them,What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk? And they stood still. So they were walking, but when Jesus intervened, they stood still and they were looking sad.
咁喺第十七节形容到咧，耶稣问佢哋倾紧啲乜嘢，就系话佢两个人咧一路行紧，然后耶稣同佢讲嘢嘅时候咧，佢哋就停咗落嚟，佢哋嘅面带愁容。
They looked sad because they believed that Jesus the Nazareth, was.Or hope that they were their waiting Messiah who will rescue them from Roman empires. From the Roman empires.
就话佢哋期望嘅呢个耶稣基督系一个尼赛亚，佢哋会将佢哋从罗马人嘅管辖之中咧释放出嚟。
But their hope was all of a sudden disappeared this early morning, according to the woman disciples' witness.
但系佢哋呢个盼望咧突然间就消失咗，因为根据呢个妇女朝头早嘅所见到嘅。
And when Peter came back to give a report and saying, Christ has risen, they were still confused that they did not know that this was the word, the prophecy that Jesus has taught them and its fulfillment.
咁当彼得去完嗰个坟墓睇完之后翻嚟话耶稣基督已经复活咗啦，但系呢啲门徒咧依然系好混乱，因为佢哋唔明白到预言当中所讲到嘅字眼就系耶稣基督复活呢件事。
God said what he was going to do, and he did it.
神话他会做的，他做了。
But why would these disciples were sad?
但是为什么这两个门徒会不开心呢？
God said he's going to do this, and he did it, and he's glorified, but his disciples seem to be sad.
神话他会这样做，并且他们做了，神是被荣耀，但是这两个门徒依然是不开心。
It's such an ironic image here.
是一个很奇怪的一个表示。
It's because they hoped their God to be something other than what the scripture says.
因为他们所盼望的这个神呢不是圣经所讲这样的。
So in their mind, they thought they understand who God is and what he was going to do, yet it was far from what God said he was going to do.
因为在他们生命里面他们认为神呢应该会这样做，但是神所做的和他们的所相信的不同。
And perhaps that's why on their road to Emmaus, even though the resurrected Jesus had appeared before them, have conversed with them, they did not recognize him.
所以可能因为 咁樣，所以當佢哋喺以馬五斯路上面遇上耶穌基督嘅時候，佢哋都唔能夠認到耶穌。
And after he asked them questions and after hearing their response, Jesus actually rebukes them.
咁當佢哋咧回答咗耶穌基督嘅問題嘅時候咧，耶穌基督其實係就督責佢哋。
And Jesus is rebuking them for their improper response, which is disbelief, to the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies.
耶穌督責佢哋話：佢哋所信嘅太慢啦，佢哋唔相信咗舊約聖經所預言要實現嘅。
Because in verse 25, Jesus said to them, Oh, you foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. In verse 26, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?
He said, 耶穌對他們說：無知的人啊，先所說的一切話，你們的心信得太遲鈍了。 Next.
When this happened, even though, I mean, who wants to be rebuked by Jesus? If you want to be rebuked by Jesus, raise your hand.
誰個想被耶穌基督去督責嘅呢？係嘅話呢，請你舉手。
We don't want to be rebuked by our parents.
我哋都唔想被我哋嘅父母去督責。
But if Jesus is rebuking you, that's like a shameful scene, isn't it?
咁如果耶穌基督去督責你嘅時候呢，你會覺得好羞愧。
But it was his manifestation of his love for these disciples.
但这个呢就是表示了他对这两个门徒的爱。
Why? Because of this external knowledge that they did not have being spoken to them, they slowly began to see what it was all about.
咁就因为这个在外在所对他们慢慢所讲的，他们慢慢才看得到究竟个故事是怎样。
And then they list on what had happened in Jerusalem, and they approached the village. And they asked Jesus to stay with them because it was getting dark.
And when they were walking to the village, it was getting dark. And they called Jesus to stay with them.
Even at this point, they did not know that he was the risen king. Even though Jesus acted he was going to go further down the different village, he stopped and agreed and joined them for a dinner.
纵使耶稣基督好似想其实去继续去行去其他嘅地方，但耶稣咧都留低同佢哋一齐。
An interesting image is appearing here because Jesus is supposed to be a guest, and these two disciples were supposed to be the host. But look carefully, who is breaking the bread?
咁好特别嘅就系话咧，耶稣基督其实好似一个客人咁样，因为呢两个人咧要佢留低同佢哋一齐。咁但系你睇下，究竟边个去抹呢个饼咧
？In verse 30, when he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them.
咁喺晚餐嘅时候咧，耶稣基督攞起个饼去抹开，然后递俾佢哋。第三十节。
So the host and the guests, the roles of these two are completely changed.
咁呢个主人同埋客人嘅身份咧系完全调转咗。
And whatever happened at the breaking of the bread table, finally these two ignorant disciples opened their eyes and recognized that this is Jesus.
而当呢个耶稣擘饼嘅时候咧，呢两个门徒咧，终于就打开咗佢嘅眼，去睇到系耶稣啦。
And then we expect when Jesus is recognized by these two disciples would probably want to spend more time with Jesus. But what happened is Jesus vanishes right away.
咁当呢两个门徒认到呢个就系耶稣嘅时候咧，可能佢哋想耶稣基督留耐啲，但系突然间咧，耶稣喺佢哋面前消失。
And at that moment, we hear a confession of these two disciples in verse 32.
咁喺三十二节，我哋就睇到呢两个门徒佢哋嘅承认。
Verse 32, he said this: They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while?" He talked to us on the road while he opened to us the scriptures.
咁佢哋话啊，当佢哋同耶稣基督一齐行嘅时候，耶稣基督打开圣经同佢哋讲嘅时候，我哋嘅心唔系火热嘅咩
？After this long journey, they finally realized Jesus was preaching to them.
咁经过一个咁长嘅旅程，佢哋终于知道咗耶稣基督系同佢哋宣讲信息。
And at that very hour, immediately they turned around and they went back to Jerusalem to tell all the disciples what had happened.
然后呢，他们就翻翻转头，即刻翻去耶路撒冷，同其他的门徒讲究竟发生了什么事。
Once the ironic scene turns into a witnessing of the risen king.
一个特别的场景就突然间变成了他们见证这个王复活。
In verse 33, it says, And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together.
同一时间他们回去耶路撒冷，他们看到其他的11个门徒和他们一起。
Saying, 34, The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon.
他说实在是耶稣基督已经复活了，并且在西门的面前去显现。
And at last, in verse 35, they finally explained that Jesus was with them on the road and how Jesus was recognized by them in the breaking of the bread.
然后他们解释究竟耶稣基督怎样跟他们一起在条路上行，同埋最后耶稣基督擘饼的时候呢，他们就认到是耶稣了。
So with these two disciples, one of them named Cleopas, experienced, served as a solidification to the mixed perception and responses to the risen king.
咁呢两个门徒咧，佢哋经历咗咧，就系佢哋实在嘅去睇到耶稣基督系真系复活咗。
What I'm saying is that, in order for them to serve as witnesses of these things, which is in verse later in the verse, witnesses of these things. Two disciples' perception and their response to the resurrection had to be adjusted.
咁佢哋点样去做为呢啲事去做见证咧？就系话佢哋嘅所睇到嘅同埋佢哋嘅回应咧，要有所更纠正。
Now, what's ironic once again here is that they were surprised that this new traveler or new companion did not know the recent events that happened in Jerusalem.
咁啊，好特別嘅就係話，呢兩個人咧睇到同佢哋一齊行嘅呢個耶穌咧，佢唔知道究竟耶路撒冷發生咗咩事。
But it's ironic that he and his companion missed that this fellow traveler is actually the risen king that the whole city is talking about.
咁但係佢更加特別嘅就係佢哋唔睇到佢同佢哋一齊行嘅呢個耶穌基督，就係耶路撒冷所講嘅呢個復活嘅王。
Their eyes are closed, and all they think about is what the world is saying about Jesus.
佢哋嘅眼系合上咗，睇唔到。佢哋净系睇到话呢个世界所讲嘅呢个耶稣系边一个。
So when the object of that discussion is actually in front of you, talking to you, opening the scriptures for you, you still don't know that he is the risen king.
咁就系话佢哋所提到嘅呢个耶稣基督，实在喺佢哋面前打开经文同佢哋去讲嘅时候咧。他们都看不到，这个就是那个复活的王。
So what is this Emmaus story does to us is further demonstrating that there is a gradual increase in faith.
这个以马忤斯的路上的故事给我们看了，就是信心是可以慢慢增长。
And this gradual increase of faith is prepared and acted by Jesus.
而这个慢慢增长的信心呢，是由耶稣基督去慢慢去预备。
So that they are prepared to serve as witnesses of these things in verse 48.
以至咧喺48节，佢哋能够系预备好为呢啲事做见证。
In other words, listen carefully. Jesus, the risen King, had to intervene even after his resurrection to open the scriptures.
所以咧就系耶稣基督，纵使佢已经系复活咗，佢仍然要喺参与喺当中咧去帮助佢哋。
And he had to intervene to open their eyes, the closed eyes, open their eyes to see that this has always been and the fulfillment of what was prophesied by Moses and all the prophets.
他要在他们当中打开他们的眼睛，以致他们看到圣经里面由摩西和其他先知一路下来所讲的这个尼赛亚就是耶稣基督。
But we do not know the entire conversation or the content of Jesus' preaching to these two people. But we know, we recognize that it was plain.
但我们不知道呢，究竟耶稣基督对他们所讲的说话的详细的内容，但我们可以知道呢，这个是很明白，很简单讲出来。
It was plain in a sense that, did you not see that he, Jesus Christ, must suffer in order to enter into glory.
是很简单的，就是说你们看不到这个耶稣基督这个尼赛亚一定要去受苦以致进入去这个荣耀吗？
When this prophecy was actualized or really happened that moment, it wasn't received by faith.
当这个预言实在是成就了出现了的时候，那些人呢没用信心去接受。
What do I mean by that? From verse 1 to verse 12, what we see is that the disciples and his people have this sense of possibility of the resurrected Jesus.
我讲的就是说由第一到第十二节，这些门徒看到的就是只是说可能耶稣基督复活。
So they think that maybe the resurrection of Jesus is possible from verse 1 to verse 12.
所以他们说耶稣基督有可能是复活。
And from verse 13 to 35 in today's passage, what we see is by Jesus' intervention, this possibility of resurrection becomes probability of resurrection.
咁23节至到35节，我哋睇到耶稣基督参与喺当中嘅时候咧，我哋睇到就系话耶稣基督嘅可能复活咧，系变成一个系会出现嘅。
And we will see next week from verse 36 to 49, this probability of resurrection now becomes an actuality in the disciples.
而36到49节，我哋下个礼拜会再讲咧，就系话呢个耶稣基督会复活嘅呢个很大的可能性是实现了。
And this actuality of the resurrection in verse 50 to 55 becomes the resolution of great joy and praising God.
然后耶稣基督的复活的这个事实成就了，然后会变成我们对耶稣基督的赞美和
You see how there's a gradual increase in the faith of the disciples?
你们有没有看到这些门徒一路一路慢慢的信心的成长？
These were the disciples who witnessed the death of the cross of Jesus on the cross in Golgotha.
这些门徒是见证到耶稣基督在十字架上面各他上面是死了。
These disciples eyewitnessed the feeding of the 5,000. These disciples witnessed the miraculous work of Jesus.
这些门徒见证了耶稣基督怎样喂饱五千人，怎样去很奇妙地医治其他人。
But their faith towards the resurrection, which has been prophesied by the Old Testament, was tiny in the beginning.
但是他们对于耶稣基督复活这个旧约圣经一路所预言的，他们只是很少很少的有信心。
These were not just ordinary Christians, they were the disciples.
这些不是一些一般的基督徒，这些是耶稣基督的门徒。
They perform miracles on their own.
他们自己都行过神迹。
But on the topic of resurrection king, they did not believe it until Jesus had to further open the scriptures and explain to them.
但耶稣基督复活之后，他们都没有立刻相信，直至到耶稣基督要进入他当中，打开圣经跟他们去讲，打开他们的眼睛。
So if you were discouraged that these Bible or the content of the word does not come to you with full conviction.
So you, sorry,
it's not your fault.
So if you think these Bible scriptures are not moving you, then maybe this is not your fault.
It may be it's just not the time yet.
Maybe it's just not the time yet.
Now, this gradual increase of faith still applies to us in this day and age.
而在今天这个慢慢成长的信心这件事仍然是可以应用在我们的当中。
And just as Jesus in his incognito mode was talking and conversing with two disciples, he might be speaking to you through your friends.
就好像耶稣基督是当他跟这两个门徒去说话不能够被这两个门徒认到的时候呢，今日都好似耶稣基督可能同你讲嘢，系藉住你嘅朋友去讲。
He might be speaking to you when you meditate on the Word of God on your own devotion time.
耶稣基督可能喺你自己灵修嘅时间去默想嘅时间咧，藉住佢嘅话语同你说话。
And obviously, he might be speaking to you on Sunday morning through the speaking or preaching of the Word to you.
佢亦都可以藉住好似今。朝头早星期日的主日崇拜，藉住讲道去向你说话。
And yet you might not understand that this is the fulfillment of the word. Excuse me.
但可能你都唔能够，可能你唔会去明白到呢个就系嗰、那个啊要成就嘅预言。
Just as these two disciples had to wait until Jesus broke the bread, we might have to wait until that moment when He opens our eyes to see Him.
好似嗰两个门徒要等到耶稣基督擘饼嘅时候，先至睇到认到佢。可能我哋亦都要等到嗰一刻，耶稣打开我哋嘅眼睛，我哋先至睇到。
Brothers and sisters, we are not quite sure who these two disciples were.
弟兄姊妹，我哋唔系好清楚呢两个门徒系边一个。
All we know is that one of them were called Cleopas from verse 18.
咁我哋只系睇到第十八节，其中一个人咧叫做格留巴。
We don't even know the other guy.
我哋甚至唔知另一个系边一个。
There's a speculation that that person might be Cleopas's wife.
咁有啲人可能会话系格留巴嘅太太。
So one of the processes that pastors who have preached on would say it's the uncle Cleopas and the auntie Cleopas.
咁有人话咧系格留巴啊叔叔婶婶。
But it's a speculation. And another thing that we know about them is in verse 11, they were among the disciples.
咁另一个经文就系话喺第十一节咧，佢哋系喺门徒嘅当中。
What I'm trying to get at is their perception to the word and their response to the actualization of the word. Are very much like ours today, isn't it?
我哋所讲就系话佢哋接收嘅话语同埋佢哋点样去回应，就好似我哋今日咁样。今日
，They were told what would happen, but when it actually happened, they were in disbelief because it didn't make any sense to them.
咁有人已经同佢哋讲咗会点样发生，但系当真正发生嘅时候咧，佢哋唔能够真系相信。
This is why the interpretation is also important of the word.
所以对于去解释这个圣经也很重要。
And therefore, the best interpretation of the scripture is the interpretation by the scripture.
所以最好的方法就是以圣经去解释圣经。
What does the New Testament scholar say about the Old Testament scholar? I mean, Old Testament writer.
新约圣经的学者对于旧约圣经的作者有什么讲法呢？
How is the Old Testament being referenced and being quoted in the New Testament?
旧约圣经点样被引用到喺新约圣经里边出现呢？
So those of you who are interested in more theological work, this is the current trend. What does the New Testament? The first trend was what does the Old Testament talk about? What does the New Testament talk about the Old Testament people?
咁而家神学上嘅流行嘅嘢就系话咧，新约圣经嘅人讲。怎样讲旧约圣经的作者呢？
Like today's passage, what does Jesus say about all the prophecies in the Old Testament?
就好似今日耶稣基督佢话旧约圣经嘅作者点样讲到耶稣基督嘅预言？
There has been produced many works on that.
咁有好多嘅写作已经系关于呢样嘢。
So right now the trend is how does the Old Testament letter prophets interpret the earlier Old Testament text?
咁就系而家所流行嘅就系。旧约新约圣经的作者怎样去解释旧约圣经？
Now maybe this is an interesting fact for you, but what does apply to us today is this. Just as these two disciples were trying to figure out God on their own by putting them in their own box, we do that sometimes.
可能有一点就是说这两个门徒怎样在他们自己的世界里面去看这个神，就好像今天我们这样一样。
I remember when I was in third grade in Japan, I prayed to God one day like this.
我记得我三年班的时候在日本，我向神去祈祷这样说，
Lord, if you only allow me to sit with this person next day, I would do everything for you.
向神祈祷说如果我第二天可以跟这个人一起坐，我会为你做任何嘅嘢。
I think my wife is listening through Zoom right now.
我知道太太听紧讲
道。I'll explain to you later, but
翻屋企先慢慢解释。
Like you want God to do something that you think it's good, but necessarily that's not the ultimate good.
你可能会想神去为你做一啲好嘅嘢，但系呢个可能唔系至终最好嘅。
So what we read in today's passage is this. Their improper perception and response to the miracle of Jesus, God had to intervene again.
咁你我哋点样去接收神嘅话语，然后我哋点样回应咧？当中嘅分 嘅問題就係神亦都要喺當中去介入幫助。
God intervenes in his second person to initiate a small change in their perspective and understanding of the scripture.
耶穌基督喺當中去介入，然後去改變佢哋對於聖經嘅睇法、神嘅話語嘅睇法，然後改變佢哋嘅回應。
So I think.What is a good sermon, or what is a good interpretation of the scripture?
一個好嘅講道或者一個好嘅解經係點樣呢？
It's precisely what Jesus is doing here to the disciples.
就正正係耶穌基督喺呢度對佢嘅門徒所做嘅説。
He's helping his people to see and connect what has spoken has been actualized in life.
就係幫助佢哋睇到所講嘅説話點樣係實際應驗同埋實現出嚟。
What Bible says to us, what the Bible teaches us, is actually happening or has happened in our life.
耶稣圣经对我哋所讲嘅说话系即将会发生或者系已经发生咗。
In Genesis 3:15, God promises to send a redeemer.
咁喺创世记启示录吓，神去预言会差派一个救赎者。
And God has sent His Son to redeem us.
神亦都去真系差派咗佢嘅儿子去救赎我哋。
By opening our scripture, we see what has God spoken has happened in real life.
我哋打开圣经嘅时候，我哋睇到神所讲嘅系实在实现咗。
God promised that Jesus will return.
神应许耶稣基督会再翻嚟。
Good interpretation of that scripture is to believe that He will return in real life.
一个好嘅对于呢句说话嘅解释就系话，去相信耶稣基督系实在会再翻嚟。
If you are a new believer and if you don't know what is believing in a nutshell，
咁如果你系一个初信嘅人，或者你唔知道咩叫系信呢
？Believing is simple. What God has spoken in the Bible, I believe it will happen, or it had happened, or it is happening.
信就好简单，就系话神喺圣经里边所讲嘅，我相信已经发生咗，或者系即将会再发生。
The Westminster Confession of Faith 7.1 states this: by some voluntary condescension on God's part.
咁喺西敏子信嘅信条，佢有一度讲话系藉住神系主动嘅系嚟到。
This is indicating how God is intervening.In this world, time and space, even though the distance between us and God is great.
就是说神的主动的介入到在这个时空，在这个地点里面，纵使我们和神的距离是很远。
You see, people, God doesn't just tell you and then believe and he leaves.
神不是单单讲你听，然后你相信，然后他就走了。
When God gives you an object of faith that you must believe, then he will help you to believe it.
当神去俾一个信心嘅对象你嘅时候咧，神会帮助你去相信佢。
That's what has happened, isn't it? God, Jesus did not have to intervene these two persons' conversation on their way to Emmaus today.
耶稣基督其实唔需要去介入喺呢两个喺以马忤斯路上边所行嘅门徒佢哋嘅对话当中。
But because they were the witnesses, because God needed to prepare them to be a witness for a resurrection King, Jesus intervened.To help them.
因为他们是见证人，并且耶稣基督要帮助他们，预备他们去为他的复活做见证的时候，耶稣基督就觉得需要去介入在当中。
So in other words, Christianity is not about your own happiness.
换句话说，基督教不是只是关乎于你的喜乐。
There is ascending and there is gathering.
是有差派，有收集。
You are to gather and be prepared.To be sent out.
你要去聚集，去准备是被差派出去。
You may be in the beginning phase where you're still gathering to learn how to be a witness.
可能你是信心刚刚初信的时候，你要学习去怎样 去收取。
Or you may be in a position where you need to go out to be sent so that you can witness to the things that God has spoken.
或者你在一个位置就是说你要被差派出去，然后向神去作见证。
But one thing to remember, regardless which stage you are in, it is God who prepares you, it is God who gathers you, and it is God who sends you out.
无论你是在哪一个地步，但是都是神去呼召你， 去聚集你，然后神去差派你。
So there's nothing to worry about because God is with us, Emmanuel.
所以冇咩去担心嘅，因为神系与我哋同在，以马内利。
But what God is doing here, in order for us to go out to be a witness, there must be a change, there must be a repairment to some of our perception about the Word of God.
但系当我哋喺出去之前去宣讲嘅时候，神要去嚟纠正我哋对佢嘅睇法嘅嘅错误。
And that perception will help us to believe what God has spoken.
而嗰个纠正咗嘅睇法就能够去帮助我哋去相信神所讲嘅说话。
Our view on the things that God has spoken must change from possibility to probability.
我哋对于神所讲嘅说话，我哋要由一个觉得有可能嘅睇法，然后变成一个一会发生嘅睇法。
And from probability to actuality.And from actuality to resolution that we live by.
然后进而去变成会睇到呢个成就，然后进而我哋去藉住呢件已经发生咗嘅嘢去过我哋嘅生活。
And this happens through Jesus walking with us as the resurrected King.
喺点样发生咧？系藉住耶稣基督作为一个复活咗嘅王去与我哋同行。
So sometimes.We must be walking with Jesus before we serve.
有时我哋喺服侍之先，我哋首先要同耶稣基督一齐同行。
We must be in union with Christ. We must be walking with Him in each step before we open our mouths to share any of the teachings that God has given us.
所以喺我哋打开我哋口去宣讲神嘅教导之先，我哋首先系一定要去。与他同行，与他联合。
Obviously, God can use even King Nebuchadnezzar, who's not even a believer, for his kingdom.
神也甚至乎去使用尼布甲尼撒王这个不是信神的人呢，去为他的国度做事。
But he walks with us. He increases our faith. He teaches us how to be his follower.
但是神去与我们同行，去增加我们的信心。教我哋点样成为佢嘅跟随者
，so that we are to be a witness of these things that God has done to this world，
以致我哋能够见证为神为呢个世界所做嘅事。
But whatever the reason may be, God had closed these two disciples' eyes so they couldn't recognize the risen Christ。
咁啊，唔知咩原因，但系神咧去使到呢两个门徒咧系睇唔到呢个复活咗嘅基督。
But however, by counseling them through verse by verse from Moses to all the prophets, reminding them the great work of salvation incarnate Jesus, God brought forth the seed that he had planted in them to fruition.
但是藉着神耶稣基督是从摩西至到先知每一句的说话讲到这个预言尼赛亚要来的就是他耶稣基督的时候呢God, 神就将这个种子在他们心里面去发芽成长。
God watered the seed that was planted in our hearts, in their hearts.
神去灌将水去浇灌这个福音的种子在他们心里面。
He shone the light so that it'll grow, and one day it bears fruit.
他将这个光是照在这个土地以至有一天会去结出果子。
Jesus is walking with them, conversing with them,And opening a scripture for them is like watering them.
耶稣基督去同佢哋每一章嘅每一节嘅经文去讲解嘅时候咧，就好似将水去浇灌喺佢哋福音嘅种子嗰里边。
And this watering, in other words, is for specifically speaking today's passage, is the proper interpretation of the scripture.
呢种嘅浇灌，好似今朝所讲嘅，就系话一个正确嘅解释圣经。
Just as these travelers, these two disciples who were traveling to Emmaus, we might also not know that the help we have received from God.
咁就好似呢两个门徒同耶稣基督行嘅时候咧，可能我哋亦都睇唔到神对我哋嘅帮助。
And we might not know, maybe the testimonies that we hear from brothers and sisters is actually God Himself working in us through the Holy Spirit.
就好似我哋可能系听到弟兄姊妹嘅见证嘅时候咧，我哋睇唔到原来神咧藉住佢哋所讲嘅嘢，藉住神嘅灵咧喺我哋心里边工作。
And this improper perception and response may prolong, but at the end of the day, Jesus broke the bread, and two disciples came to know that he is their Lord.
但是之中呢，就好像耶稣基督去最后抹饼，使到这两个门徒呢，是认到耶稣基督的一样。
So interesting fact is, Jesus did not just teach them about the word, which is a food for our spirits, but also he has given a physical food in his resurrected state. Because the thing is, in his resurrected state, he's not hungry.
咁耶稣基督系藉住佢嘅话语去喂养佢哋，但系佢哋耶稣基督亦都俾呢个饼实在嘅饼去俾佢哋。但系耶稣基督喺呢个复活嘅状态咧，佢唔会肚饿嘅。
It is to solidify that his bodily resurrection is real.
但系只要去实在嘅俾佢睇到耶稣基督嘅复活系真嘅。
So that's actually a one further extension of helping them to believe what really happened regarding the Old Testament prophecy that his body has resurrected.
呢个就系俾佢哋帮助佢哋去睇到旧约圣经所讲嘅，就系话呢个身体系实在系会复活，帮助佢哋相信。
But there is one particular response that we want to focus on in today's passage.
咁但系今日嘅经文咧，有一点咧特别嘅系就系点样回应咧？我哋要去专注喺嗰度。
And I think this is crucial for a lot of Presbyterians.
咁对于好多基督徒都好重要。
It is burning heart.
就系火热嘅心。
Once they reach the village, we see the reverse of the roles between the two disciples and Jesus. Jesus being the host, and the two disciples are now the guests.
咁当佢哋去到村里里边嘅时候咧，佢哋嘅身份好似调转咗，因为耶稣基督变成咗一个主人，而呢两个门徒咧就好似一个客人嘅身份。
And at the breaking of the bread, Cleopas and his companion opened their eyes and recognized that this travel companion was Lord Jesus.
咁当耶稣基督擘饼嘅时候咧，呢两个人咧就打开对眼。神开了他们的眼睛，让他们认到耶稣就是那个复活的主。
And they said to each other in verse 32.
有32节。
Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?
他们说，我们当耶稣打开经文跟他们讲的时候，我们的心不是火热的吗？
How marvelous is this, that Jesus himself,opening the scripture to open our eyes.
耶稣基督他自己去打开这个经文，然后去打开他们的眼睛，这件事已经那么奇妙。
Here, the opening eyes, the word opening used in opening eyes, and then the word opening used in opening the scripture are the identical word in Greek.
那这个打开眼睛和打开经文，打开这个字呢，在希利文是同一个字。
Dear friends and brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage you.
弟兄姊妹，我鼓励你。
God's words are more than light to our mind and our path.
神的话语不单止是在我们对我们的心和我们所行的路上的光。
Yes, it is the light.Illuminate our minds to know the things that we didn't know before.
这个圣经是好像去光照我们的心，去给我们看到我们之前看不到的东
西。And there's a certainly Jesus commanded us to love him with all our minds.
咁神咧，耶稣基督佢亦都去叫我哋咧系尽心嘅去爱佢。
But we must remember, scriptures are heat to our hearts and souls.
但我哋都要记得，圣经咧系对我哋嘅灵魂、我哋嘅意志都系好似一个火一样。
Pastor Tim Keller, he has written an article on preaching, and he describes preaching as the sunlight.
咁啊 ，Tim Keller 写过一个讲道系讲道呢样嘢，佢形容讲道咧就好似阳光。
Sunlight has that shining, illuminating function.But at the same time, it has that wave of heat that warms up the whole world.
咁陽光咧有一個光照嘅作用，但係同時間咧亦都有一個熱力去使到呢個大地咧係暖化。
God's words illumine our minds and brings us heat in our heart.
神嘅話語去光照我哋嘅心，並且將呢個火熱咧去帶我哋嘅心裏邊。
If it just illumines our minds and there's no heat in our heart, there is something wrong with it.
如果只是光照我们的心，而我们心里面是没有火热的时候，当中是有问题。
Just as these improper perception and response to resurrection has changed to the proper one when they said, didn't our hearts burn when Jesus opened his scripture? The scripture kindles our heart with heat. There's no lukewarmness. There's no cold nor warm. It's hot, burning hot.
就好似佢哋话，当呢个话语去向佢哋讲嘢嘅时候咧，佢哋嘅心就系火热嘅。呢个火热咧，唔系一个好似个温一个暖咁样，又唔冻又唔热，而系一个火热系燃烧嘅。
Certainly, yes. Some of you may say what has happened with Jesus could be understood only in light of our mind.
咁可能你会认为咧对于在耶稣基督身上所发生的事，一定要让我们的心光照才能够明白。
But the proper response to the restored perception and restored perception of the risen King is loving God with all our hearts and all our minds and with everything we have.
但是当我们对于耶稣基督复活这件事情有一个修正了的看法之后，我们正常的回应就一个恰当的回应，就是要尽心、尽性、尽意去爱神。
And on this specific topic, we see Jesus once rebuking the Jews in John 5:39. It says this.
咁耶稣基督喺约翰福音五章三十九节，佢点样去指责嗰啲法利赛人咧？
John chapter 5:39-40 says this. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is they that bear witnesses about me, in verse 40, yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life.
那他怎样对这些法利赛人说呢？他说，你们查考圣经，因你们以为来中有永生，给我作见证的就是这经。然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
In other words, we may have searched all the scripture, front to back, we may know the Bible, and we may memorize all of them, but there is a potential, there is a possibility that we technically never had Jesus.
我们可能对于圣经很熟悉，由头到尾可以背晒出来，但是可以同时间呢，我们没得过耶稣。
Are you still believing in your risen King Jesus only with your minds, people?
咁你係咪淨係只係用你嘅意志去相信耶穌基督呢？
Even though Jesus has been walking with you all this time, are you still think that the risen King, that event is a historical event and it's far from today?
纵使耶穌基督去與你同行，但係你係咪認為呢個復活咗嘅耶穌基督只係喺歷史裏面發生過，同你係有距離嘅？
Or have your hearts been burning?When he opened his scriptures to you.
又或者当他打开这个圣经的时候，向你说话的时候，你的心是不是火热的呢？
I pray that the truth that he has taught us make its way from our minds to deep down in your heart.
我祈祷这个教导我们的真理能够进入到我们的心的深处。
I pray that he may open the scriptures to you so that your perception may go from possibility to resolution.All the way down to your heart.
我祈祷咧，神去打开呢个话语，帮助你能够从呢个可能会相信嘅时候，到直到去最终，你心里边系实在火热。
But one encouraging thing that I can say is that it happens from the changing of your perception.
但系点样去发生咧？就系要首先对你自己点样睇。耶稣基督的复活，这个改变的看法。
Jesus intervened, the improper response and perception changed.
耶稣基督介入，然后让我们的看法有所改变。
Jesus walking with us and interpreting the word for us.
耶稣基督与我们同行，去讲，向我们去讲解圣经。
And the proper response to that is, we worship him with hearts, and we worship him with our minds.
然后一个正确的回应就是我们用我们的尽心、尽性、尽意，也都去敬拜他。
I want to encourage you to ask this question. What does your walk with the risen King look like today?
我想问你一个问题，就是说你和这个复活的王今天 同佢嘅同行係點樣嘅咧？
It might have asked you a series of questions to kind of walk you through your own reasoning.
可能佢用唔同嘅問題去幫助你從你嘅慢慢去解釋。
And your reasoning may in conflict with the world, according to the scriptures.
咁你嘅認知可能同呢個世界可能有唔同。
But in so doing, you find conflict in your reasoning that there must be something more.
然后你在当中去想的时候，你会觉得啊，一定会有多啲嘅嘢。
Let me encourage you that he has been in your life all this time.
佢一路都系喺你嘅生命里边。
Whether you know it or not, maybe he's in an incognito mode again.
可能你无论你知道与否都好，可能亦都可能佢系喺一个状态你唔能够认到嘅。
If he has planted the seed of truth in your heart.
如果他已经将这个真理的种子进入你的心里面，
He will bring it to fruition, and you will bear fruits for His glory and for other people.
他会使到你能够结出这个果子，是为他的荣耀和为其他人。
What we ought to do is that we must see with the eyes of hope and faith that what Christ has done is real.
我们 要做的就是说用我们的心用我们的眼睛去相信耶稣基督所做的是真的。
So in that reason, I want to conclude with this. Our improper and unbalanced perception to the risen king may need to be adjusted a little bit here and there.
我们对于这个复活的王的看法可能要有些纠正，可能要改变一下这里或者那里。
And that adjustment may look like going through a fiery fire.
咁呢種嘅糾正可能好似經過呢個火一樣。
We're riding waves of suffering, with the wind, behind you.
咁亦都可能係經過一系列嘅苦難。
And in the middle of that adjustment, you may not even see that Jesus is next to you all this time.
咁經過呢個糾正，可能亦都你睇唔到耶穌基督可能同你一齊。
But as Philippians 2 says, He is at work to do and to will in you for His good pleasure.
咁喺腓立比书佢个所讲嘅就系话神所乐意所做嘅系会喺你嘅生命里边成就。
His intervention may be subtle in your life, but when it happens, the possibility that you had will turn into a resolution that you live by.
耶稣基督喺你嘅生命里边嘅介入，可能你睇唔到，可能好细微，但系佢一定会使到你能够去最终能够决心嘅去赞美敬拜佢。
That moment, you will realize that what it means to worship God and what it means to praise God.
到嗰一刻，你就会明白到敬拜神、赞美神系咩意思。
Ladies and gentlemen, if you find yourself that Scripture does not speak to your situation now, even this moment, if God is not speaking to you and you want this to be end as soon as possible,
如果你会觉得今日神的话语可能没有对你现在的状况是说话的时候，或者你想现在的状况能够终止的时候，
If you can't wait to get away from this room and go and do what you want to do, if that is you,
如果你觉得你立即离开的地方去做你想做的事，
Let me encourage you, it is not because you have failed.
我想鼓励你，并不是因为你失败了，
Nor is not because the Bible or God has failed in you.
又或者唔系呢个圣经或者神咧，系使到你失望。
Maybe perhaps it is the time for us to have that little bit of adjustment that God needs to do in our life.
可能系呢一刻神要喺我哋心里边去对我哋嘅事力有啲纠正。
Let us walk with the risen King, and may God be glorified through our life. Let us pray.
让我哋同呢个复活嘅王一齐同行，让神喺我哋心里边得到荣耀。我哋祈祷。
Lord, we pray that every one of us, what we have received from you may be more than just a mere possibility in our life. That it will grow to be a resolution that we live by.That it will be a hope of message that we walk and be witness to these things. If you see anything that is hindering for your glory and kingdom in us, we pray that you would remove them and replace them with the proper perception and response to what you have spoken and what you have promised for us. Lord, in this stage of our church life, there are many variables and uncertainties. but we leave them all up to you, because Lord, just as you have been closed the eyes of two disciples until the very moment that you broke bread, we may not even know that this is the very form and shape that you use us to grow, to be more like you, to do the witnessing to the people around us. But if it is, Lord, be glorified, and allow every one of us to submit to your leadership and submit and obey and walk by faith with the belief that you have given us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray it. Amen.
Amen.